Children's panel reporters in Scotland are under so much pressure from cases involving child abuse that the government has been urged to improve their training and resources. The Finlayson report published today reveals that 20 years ago, just 5% of cases concerned child abuse. Now that figure is six times greater. Alan Mackay reports.
It was a report commissioned by the Scottish Office and the first time in the 20-year history of the children's hearing system that children's panel reporters had been given the equivalent of the MOT test. The report's major finding that they were under too much stress from child abuse cases.
I doubt whether people could have predicted the way in which the figures have increased. The real change has been from the fact that when the system first came in, it was geared mainly to deal with young people who had committed offences. More and more, the switch and emphasis is now on children who are the victims of offences, either by way of neglect or abuse. I've no doubt at all that the kind of cases which come for reporters constitute a very real burden of responsibility and pressure on them. Some of them can be virtually life or death situations. What I'm suggesting in the report is that the very complexities that we've talked about have made the needs for training and development in these sensitive areas all the more urgent.
The compiling of the report into children's panel reporters coincided with the Orkney inquiry. The report author was predictably diplomatic over whether the changes for which he's called would apply in particular to the operation of the children's panel system on Orkney.
What I do believe is that the Orkney situation just exemplifies the very real complexities that I've referred to.
Tonight, children's panel reporters welcome the Finlayson findings, though they'll demand the Secretary of State sets up a national service for them to make sure they get the extra training and resources recommended. At present, panel reporters are paid for by local authorities. What's certain is that childcare will remain in the headlines over the next few months. Today's report will be followed by the Secretary of State publishing long-awaited findings on children's services in Fife, by Lord Clyde's Orkney report, and then by a white paper on childcare ordered by ministers for the turn of the year. Alan Mackay, BBC Reporting Scotland, Edinburgh.
The death of an antiques dealer.